The first reading is a reading from the first book of Samuel. Samuel was sleeping in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. The Lord called to Samuel, who answered him, "Here I am." Samuel ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." "I did not call you," Eli said. "Go back to sleep." So he went back to sleep. Again the Lord called Samuel, who rose and went to Eli. "Here I am," he said, "you called me." But Eli answered, "I did not call you, my son. Go back to sleep." Now at that time, Samuel was not familiar with the Lord because the Lord had not revealed anything to him as yet. The Lord called Samuel again for the third time. Getting up and going to Eli, he said, "Here I am, you called me." Then Eli understood that the Lord was calling the youth. So he said to Samuel, "Go to sleep, and if you are called, reply, 'Speak, Lord, your servant is listening.'" When Samuel went to sleep in his place, the Lord came and revealed his presence, calling out as before, "Samuel, Samuel." Samuel answered, "Speak, for your servant is listening." Samuel grew up, and the Lord was with him, not permitting any word of his to be without effect. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will. I waited for the Lord, and he stooped toward me and heard my cry. And he put a new song into my mouth, a hymn to our God. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will. Sacrifice or offering you wish not, but ears open to obedience you gave me. Holocausts or sin offerings you sought not. Then said I, "Behold, I come." Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will. In the written scroll it is prescribed for me. To do your will, O my God, is my delight, and your law is written within my heart. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will. I announced your justice in the vast assembly. I did not restrain my lips as you, O Lord, know. Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will. The second reading is a reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, the body is not made for immorality, but for the Lord. And the Lord's for the body. God raised up the Lord and will also raise us by his power. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? That whoever is joined to the Lord becomes one spirit with him. Avoid immorality. Every other sin a person commits is outside the body, but the immoral person sins against his own body. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, and that you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own? For you have been purchased, and at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. The word of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. John was standing with two of his disciples. As he watched Jesus walk by, he said, "Behold the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard what he had said and followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following him and said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come, and you will see." So they went and saw where Jesus was staying, and they stayed with him that day. It was about 4 p.m. Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, was one of the two who heard John and followed Jesus. He first found his own brother, Simon, and told him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated Christ. Then he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, the son of John, which will be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. And how are you?
Blessed
indeed. I love these readings. The first reading I talk about at it's the first reading I read when I'm doing a parish mission. And the second reading, of course, is about God living inside of us. We're temples of God. I'd encourage you, I'm not going to tell you, you have to find that out for yourself. They left a sentence out in the second reading. Now, I know why they did it, but I want you to find out why they did it. Look at the second reading and see the sentence that's left out. You have to do that by going to your own Bibles, look it up. And then the Gospel, of course, talks about spending time with Jesus. And so we're going to continue with prayer. Last week I talked about prayer at the baptism of the Lord, huh? And I talked about the four things you need to do. You need to pray the Holy Spirit, you need to say you're sorry, you need to surrender your life, and then you need to let God hold you. And that is a good thing to do every day, so you find out who you are, then God can build on that. And so again today we talk about that same Spirit is inside of you and me. God is within us. That's why Paul says here, anything that you do, you make God do. You make Jesus do because he lives inside of you. So when you pray, if you surrender to the Spirit, as we talked about last week, it can really be manifested. You can hear God. You can listen then to God. You can be with God all by the Holy Spirit. And so today we hear when the first disciples are called, St. John says, "Behold the Lamb of God," and they start following him. And Jesus stops and says, "What are you looking for? Where do you live?" And he said, "Come and see." And they stayed with him. Every day, Jesus is calling you and me into this intimate relationship of staying with him. It's so important that this is a relationship, because again, as I've said a million times, you can say a rosary every day and say it before Mass. Keep it up. The Blessed Mother asks for it, you say it. But you can say it and remain a pagan. I know some people are meanest people I've ever met that say a rosary every day. Why? Because they don't enter into relationship with God and his mother. They just go through a ritual. The Pharisees did a lot of rituals, but they did not know God. You can say a lot of prayers and not know God. You need to be with him. Stay with him. And then what do you got to do that? It says in the first reading, God says, and this is so interesting, isn't it? Because here's the prophet. Now we're all prophets by baptism. So here's the prophet, and he's sleeping in the tabernacle, in front of the tabernacle of the Old Testament. He's sleeping in the temple of God. He is with God. But there's a big difference, because you can also be with God, but unless you do this next part, it doesn't matter. He was still a pagan, though he slept in the very presence of God, though he was with God all the time. But what did he have to do? It says here, first it says, at that time, Samuel was not familiar with the Lord. Huh? How could he not be familiar with the Lord when he was spending time there and sleeping in the presence of the tabernacle? Because the next line, because the Lord had not yet revealed anything to him. For God to reveal something to you, you need to be listening. And so that's why the priest said to Samuel, "This is God. What I'm telling him, when you hear this voice of someone calling your name, again, when we pray, God speaks our name. Samuel, Samuel, Samuel." If you're silent enough, God will speak your name. And then our job is to go, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." So every time we say the prayer, do Divine Mercy Chaplet, spend time with the Scripture, spend time in adoration, we need to listen and not just talk. We must listen. And to spend time, how do you spend time with God? The best way to spend time with God is what we need to do, is what it says, come and see. Come and see where life is. Come and see where love is. Come and see where salvation is. We do that in the two, three places here on this earth. The first place is in His Word. To spend time with Jesus every day in His Word is to be with Jesus. It's just that simple. Some of you look and say, I don't even know if God is real. And you never will get to know God is real unless you spend time with Him. You'll never fall in love with somebody unless you spend time with them. You can't just sit there and objectively look at this and say, oh, I don't believe this. Well, that's very nice. Experience it or don't, but at least try. Spend time with Jesus, first of all, in the Scripture. The second place you can spend time with Jesus is in front of the Blessed Sacrament. And here we're so blessed to have perpetual adoration, even in the midst of COVID. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you can always be with Jesus here. Always. And then the third place is where, do you know? It's from the second reading. Inside of you. To be still. And to not focus on you and your sinfulness. Think about it. Every time most people here are still, you think about how sinful you are and how unworthy you are. That's true. But why don't you think about the God of the universe that lives inside of you? You do realize, the more you realize that God is inside of you, the less you'll sin. If you realize that every time you sin, you make Jesus and the Spirit and God who lives inside of you sin, you would never do that. But most people, since we don't have the sense that God lives inside of me, we're really holy. Catholics are great this way. Really holy in church. Look at me. Holy, holy, holy. Look how I receive communion. Holy, holy, holy. But out there, forget it. Every bet's off. If you realize that God lives inside of you just as much as He's in that tabernacle, your life and my life will change tremendously. If we start realizing this and living this, God is calling us to be great saints. Period. Not just go through the status quo, but to be great, great saints. And so the way we got to do that is we got to spend time with Jesus. We can do that in Scripture. We can do that in adoration. We can do that by being still and recognizing His Spirit inside of us. But just by being there isn't enough. We need to listen. And it takes time. But you need to be silent. Never go to any kind of prayer without listening at it. Never. And then you'll be transformed. Got it?
Yeah.
Get it?
Yeah.
Gonna do it?
Yeah.
Maybe.